Thank you very much, Mr. President, and good morning to the distinguished delegates. I'm happy to be here. I think I won't go into much detail about reiterating the objectives of Subprogram 5, but essentially is to support African countries, LDCs, LLDCs, and SIDS, build resilience, and integrate into the global economy by fostering structural transformation. I wanted to talk about some of the key areas of work that we will continue to do. There are a number of them, and this is very much contained in the document that we've given you. But I wanted to highlight some of them, because I think one of the important things is to have continuity from one subprogram to the, from one program year to the next program year, that one can have more of an impact when one is undertaking the work. So one of the areas I wanted to highlight is very much is formulating strategies to foster economic diversification and promote higher value addition. That being one of the key things that the countries need to deal with is to add value addition, and that we're doing that through our national productive capacity gap assessments, developing the holistic programs, and moving forward. The other issue I wanted to highlight is our work, continued work with the WTO, is supporting the WTO LDC Committee on Rules of Origin. This is a critical piece of work that we're doing, and we want to continue to do that. We've been able to support WTO Committee on Rules of Origin for LDCs over the years, and now we have a substantive program on that, and we help them in formulating their positions and understanding more the issue to be able to negotiate in those processes. Another area I'd like to highlight, which was mentioned by the distinguished delegate of Nepal, is very much our work on the graduation process for LDCs. I think this program needs more attention, and we're trying to give it the attention we have. And we've been able to actually work more closely with the Committee on Development Policy, which is the committee which determines whether a country should graduate or not, working with them to be able to prepare the economic vulnerability profile. So actually what we have done is what we're doing is bringing some of the Sherpas from the committee on our missions to the countries so they can actually visit the countries and understand them. You'll be surprised that many of them who are deciding whether a country should graduate or not have never even been to that country. So this is part of the process that we're doing, and we need to spend more time and on that issue, and we will through the next phase of our work. We are also beginning to pay more attention now on the issue of poverty and inequality, which is informing our research and analysis, which is informing our technical cooperation as well. Now, when we go to lesson learned, the slide doesn't do justice to it because I've had a lot of reflection over the weekend as well. But one definitely is political change, and what we mean is new governments coming into play, because when new governments come into play, the permanent secretaries and directors of certain departments change. So it's again, it's another process, a learning process, understanding what UNCTAD does and the work that UNCTAD does and the activities that we undertake there. So that's definitely a lesson and a challenge that we face. The second, of course, which I have to mention is the financing. There has to be continuous, stable financing. And this does cause problems with regard to implementation of our programs. Another area is very much the need that we have very closely, the need to develop more detailed, nationally driven policies. I think we need to move away from these general policies, and we are spending more time on that to focus on targeted policies that support the countries and the individual countries and their perspective on the way they move forward. And lastly, I would mention the importance of regional integration. And I think one of the delegates mentioned the importance of the CFTA in the context of Africa, but it is increasingly becoming very important because of these initiatives and because of the strengthening of regional integration and these RECs, that we integrate, UNCTAD integrate, not just my division, but UNCTAD integrates into these because the policies we develop and supporting member states, they have regional implications as well. And we have to be more coordinated and focus more on regional integration. And lastly is very much which you've heard me mention a number of times, we need to take a more holistic approach to development. These are some of the key lessons that we have learned over the period of time. Now, the proposed highlights for 2026, we have given two options, and the first is advanced sustainable climate resilient structural transformation for LDCs, focusing again on LDCs. And here we're being very specific. We're talking about two, and we're talking about designing implement national sustainable climate resilience structural transformation policies. And hereby we mean industrial policies that take into consider the issues of climate change and the issues of policies that are required there. And this very much is linked to the Bridgetown Covenant, as you've seen. It's very much about resilience building and also all the paragraphs of all the other mandates that we have. The second proposed area is the enhanced capacity of selected Caribbean SIDS to form evidence-based policies to build productive capacities. And this very much is emanating from our SIDS strategy, which we developed over the last year, which we have presented to the membership here, which we've had various meetings with, which was presented to also Abbas in Antigua and Barbuda. And we want to take this forward, and we want to focus on three countries, three SIDs, and very much to measure their productive capacity, identify the gaps and challenges that they have, and address the systemic issues related to economic, finance, and social and environmental vulnerabilities, and then to develop a holistic program which will address those issues as we move forward. And this is also linked to the Bridgetown Covenant and all the other relevant paragraphs. I'd like to stop there, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to take any questions. Thank you.